when they won't choose a book, and mom and dad are on their knees. On a Tuesday night, try Aesop's Fables expertise.
Works for me.
Hi there, my name's James, and thank you so much for checking out my podcast, Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. When I'm not doing podcasts about mental health, marriage or parenting on a Monday, Wednesday or Friday, on a Tuesday night, I'm on a mission to try and support mums and dads who, for whatever reason, have yet again managed to draw the short straw and find themselves in charge of doing the bedtime story. I've always found that quite often in our house, Tuesday night seems to be the night that I, for some recurring reason, end up having to do the bedtime story. It's less so now because our kids are a bit older, but certainly when they were toddlers, they wanted a bedtime story and you knew it was the right thing to do. But sometimes just reading the same story was hard work. And one thing I got around, one thing that helped me was reading some Aesop's Fables. And I don't know if this is something you might have read when you were growing up, but they really helped me. So I am basically going to tell an Aesop's Fable every Tuesday, and hopefully that will help you with your story. So this one is The Ant and the Dove. And obviously you can put your sort of creative spin on it however you want. An ant went to a fountain to quench his thirst and quite clumsily tumbled in and was almost drowned. But a dove that happened to be sitting on a neighbouring tree, that's convenient, saw the ant's danger and decided to pick off a leaf from the tree, obviously, and then let it drop into the water before him. This helped the ant to get on top of the leaf, and the leaf, again, quite conveniently, wafted safely to the shore. At the same time, a fisherman was spreading his nets and accidentally, when he was throwing his nets out, trapped the dove. The ant noticed this going on, saw that the dove was trapped, and went over and bit the heel of the fisherman. Must have been one of those horrible, nasty red ants. This made the fisherman jump, made him drop his net, and freed the dove. And subsequently, the dove flew away, and I can only imagine that the ant went around his business. And obviously, the moral of the story is that one good turn deserves another. If you're telling this to children, you might need to revamp it. But in this story, it was about a minute. It's not too difficult or taxing for you to tell. And you could say, look, this is a reason why, when they're next asking, why should I share my toys with my brother and sister? You can say, well, you never know when, you know, one good turn deserves another. Well, I can almost certainly say that example would not go down or work in our house. If you like what I'm trying to do, please follow this podcast. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care of yourself.
Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. Lived experience podcasts about mental health, parenting and marriage on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday.